Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second, the shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth, the catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candiotti fires to first and picks off Cangalosi. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Hairston moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston moves to third. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the mound. Candiotti catches it and throws to first to double up Fisk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Jacoby moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Nixon steals third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Cangalosi moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Guillen scores. Cangalosi moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Cangalosi scores. Baines moves to third. Hairston moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. There goes Hairston trying to get to home. Hall throws the ball into Bando who tags Hairston, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fisk moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson juggles the ball. That's an error on Dotson. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon scores. Franco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hairston hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fisk moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kittle. The throw from Bando and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now playing left field. Joel Skinner now catching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Dotson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dotson. Nixon moves to second. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Candiotti, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel McKeon now pitching. Brett Butler pinch hits for Mel Hall. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Brett Butler now playing center field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Andy Allenson now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Cruz moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Bonilla moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Scott Bales now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bales covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Mark Hill now catching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard is hit by the pitch. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Cangalosi reaches second base with a double. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.